Hello.
Hemorrhoids.
Hello.
We miss you, Paul.
Welcome to the basement of pants. We will tell 18 terrifying stories of pants.
With no pockets.
Over the course of the next 9 hours, we will tell you about pants.
Only 18 bears, though?
We're
going to have to stretch those pants out.
Oh my gosh,
one
Paul,
size
you're
tall.
That's two pants per hour.
Paul's voice has really changed. Are you okay, Paul?
I'm feeling a little squeaky.
Wow. Well, you sure do look pretty tonight.
Well, thank you.
So as you can tell, Lucifer's not here. What? Shit. I was hoping he'd be here. He owes me like 20 bucks.
He owes everybody 20 bones.
Or boner.
Payment in due. Oh, wait. Payment in full. What?
Okay, we start over.
No.
So,
payment in the rear.
His payments are in rear. So, all right. So, I'm Chris.
Glenn. This guy.
Cool Glenny G.
Bumper shoot crap dumpster.
Glenn Birdsey.
What was it? See, and I can't. You're gonna do the. I can't remember mine.
I can't remember what your rap name was.
Mine was Bumpershoot crap dumpster. Mine was crap. I don't know.
I want to say like bonnet face Lori Mander or something. It's not that though. I can't remember my street name.
To his whatever direction it is would be the one and only Lucifer P. Fulci.
Hello.
Hi. And across from him is, I don't know what name you want to go by.
Garris Dashko.
Garris Dashko. I thought you were Paul Kanellis.
Oh yeah. Paul Kanellis.
Does your husband know that you're here, ma'am?
I do believe he does.
Fuck that guy.
Or a.k.a. Mrs. Lucifer Fulci.
Oh, Lucinda Fulci.
The silent sketchers.
Oh, that's who you are.
So this is our we really couldn't figure out a topic. So please enjoy the next 9 hours.
Pants.
Pants.
Anyway, no, that's where I was at a second ago. Anyway, was saying to me, yeah, that's what really encompassed it. And see, I like the old Misfits too.
Yeah.
Like those old shows that you'd see like on YouTube or whatever. Like it was raw. It never seemed like Doyle could keep his guitar in tune, but even now, like the new shows that they're doing, they've got another dude in the back. Like I can't remember his name, but he's not a regular dude. It's not Jerry's son, who had recently replaced Dez after like 12 years of being in there. But it was like some other dude. So I think Doyle can stomp around and beat up his guitar, and they still have a pretty constant rhythm going on.
How weird! He's like a stunt guitar.
Yeah, it's like stunt guitars.
Doyle?
No, the other one.
Yeah. Well, the other. I mean,
do they have a stunt Danzig?
Well, I think
like another sweaty little guy.
God, is that what you call the
hedgehog
stunt one, or
stand-in or stunt?
He's like he keeps the concrete, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
rhythm guitars.
Yeah, I guess so. Rhythm guitarist, but they sound good. I've seen like a whole show. The irony of them not allowing cameras in their new shows, their reunion shows, is that I've seen a whole show shot on camera. And it actually sound really good. And Dave Lombardo playing drums is like, okay, that's a no-brainer. It's going to sound awesome. But you think, like, after all this time, Doyle and Jerry might maybe play a little bit more clean or tight.
Right.
And that's just not the case, no, man. They're fucking monsters. Well, famous.
Famous monsters.
Yes. And like, so I like actually every incarnation. I'm one of those guys. I'm not one of them like, oh, fuck this generation or that. Like, I like everything. I like Devil's Reign.
Yeah.
I like that album a lot. I think it's really cool and different.
Yeah. I mean, the other stuff, I don't mind. I just, I would listen to it, but I don't know that I'd pursue listening to it.
Gotcha.
They're like a really good cover band to me.
So if
like,
you accidentally listen to it, it's such a good
idea. If I was in an alley and I'm feeling in the mood and I see, you know, one of their albums and I'm kind of like, hey, how much? And I happen to get a little new Misfits in my ears, I mean, you know, whatever. Like, nobody knows.
You wouldn't pursue Misfits that's like not classic.
Generally speaking, yes.
Right, okay, so I feel you there. Absolutely. Absolutely.
But, yeah, well, I can't, you know, throw yeah. shade on him, so.
And that's how I feel about Graves or Michael Graves or whatever, because yeah. he's had different bands after Misfits. Like, one was Gotham Road, I think they were called. And I listened to a couple songs, and I'm like, oh, this is garbage. But then the one Graves album is called Web of Dharma. And that, to me, is like a sequel to Famous Monsters.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It just it doesn't have the Jerry Only fuzz-tone gorilla slap hand thing that you know, makes it... But it's definitely... Because they went from American... I mean, all the Glenn stuff and the brutal legacy stuff. But then they did American Psycho, which was a polished kind of post-punk metal or some shit. But it was still... But then Famous Monsters, it kind of smoothed out.
Yeah.
And some of those songs, like the whole feel of the album was really kind of...
Really cool production value, too.
And I think Web of Dharma was kind of like a sequel to that, or another step right. towards that. And it's such a good album. Have you heard it?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, a lot of sci-fi type songs. And I know he did a couple other albums that were like whatever, but I think he's gotten back into that sort of... trend of good music, right. maybe vocals that are like really thought out and nice, but cool. you know, his personal life makes me want to kind of throw up a little right. bit.
I think the thing that always annoyed me was the people that discount the new stuff because it's got better production. That's the only thing that really annoys me.
But
like,
I mean,
it just doesn't sound.
You could say that
like punk, man.
About, yeah, say about like, anybody
come
that
on.
Likes punk.
They just have money now. That's all. They yeah, can afford it.
I mean, that's a lot of what people think, though, is that punk was basically a bunch of smelly people who, like, were drunk all the time in a garage.
Right.
And, like, you know, they put two records out until one of them died or they got in jail. Or.
But the first Stooges album in 1969 sounds great. So.
Who?
First Stooges.
Right. Right.
1969. So they had great production value, so I don't see why that has to be the caveat
well,
of punk rock.
And nowadays, I mean... If you can buy a computer and download, like, some free shit, like, you can sound better than,
yeah,
a lot of the stuff that was made for a while. Like, I mean, it's like, it doesn't take a lot. You just have to know how to, you know, work the programs, so.
And there's that character that comes with those old records, too. Man, like, just there's some, like, on the lovely record player that I got from you, there's certain albums that just belong on there, you know. That
yeah, yeah.
Well, and even if it's great production, like all, like obviously Yes is like my favorite of all those, you know, records that I have. I have like every good one, and like I can't help but just want to listen to them over and over on there. But like I will not put on like Megadeth or some shit that's like is
very produced.
Yeah.
Well, is Evil Live the name of their live record?
Mm-hmm.
Like that is like. So terrible for production, but, like, you wouldn't want it the other way, because, like, the album is made because of him, like him yelling at the audience, and then, like, Henry singing with him and stuff, because it's so terrible, because it feels like being in a live show.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Like, completely. So, it's like, that's the charm of it. And, I mean, because I still kind of wish they would go in and redo the box set, and I don't know why they haven't and put everything out.
Yeah.
Like, because, I mean, it's money.
Yeah.
I mean, and my guess is, though, they don't want to split it. But, I mean, whoever has, like, seriously, like, Only or somebody should have, before they got Glenn back, should have said, well, fuck, we have enough stuff with other people. Why don't we put a second box set out of the new stuff, kind of like Genesis did?
Yeah.
And we'll just make a bunch of fucking more money. But, like, I would have loved to have heard, like, the old stuff, if they could clean it up. Like, I don't know. Because it just sounds like, it just doesn't sound great. Like, it's kind of... It's not a lot of production, and it's just, I don't know, I'm sure that's what they wanted, though. They wanted it to sound like, you know, when you bought the tape.
Some point when, you know, there's nothing else to do and not another comic to make or whatever.
right.
Whatever. You know, there's actually, like, as far as production goes, sort of strange middle-of-the-road or halfway kind of thing that they did a few years back. I can't remember the name of it, but Jerry's on the cover. It's with the Jerry, Dez, and Eric Chupacabra on drums form of Misfits. Where what was it, Alive Undead or something, Undead, whatever.
He's
but they do
the one where he's like
Dead Alive, yeah, where he looks like the mummy or whatever.
Yeah, Dead Alive.
Dead Alive, mm-hmm. right. And that one, the production on, they don't do any old songs on that. That one is only, you know, Michael Graves era and new stuff. And that's it. There's not one Dan Zahara song on that.
Oh.
And the production is kind of like shitty, but still good enough that you can, you know. Of course, Dez is like.
It's a live show?
Yeah.
Well, that's not their fault then, honestly. It's wherever they recorded it. Like,
I think it sounds great like that. Because like the stuff that's the new stuff that's produced well, I like that, but I also like the rawr, the dual real.
Machine Shop has a good when they record stuff. It sounds good, doesn't it?
Like, except when we play there.
Well, I mean, you guys can't be captured live. Not truly.
No.
It's because we're terrible, actually.
Do you just have a tape recorder? And
Crocodile Dundee's tried a few times to capture them live. No net can grab them. I mean, the one guy's a beast. How are you going to capture him? It would take two Hunter Darts to bring him down.
The Wild
Canalis? Right, the Wild Canalis, yeah.
Oh, King Kong Canalis? Salem.
Yeah.
Uncle Salem.
That's who
that's made up his wrestling name, King Kong Canalis.
It's too bad.
How many tranquilizer darts would it take to bring him down? I mean, seriously.
We can try one in the foot.
One in the foot.
Just wait till he gets over the hemorrhoids.
Yes, Paul's not here because he has fatal hemorrhoids.
Fatal hemorrhoids. He's got names for each one.
Like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Profuse bleeding. Like, yeah. He'll bleed to death.
His favorite one is called Bunky.
B-U-N-G-K-Y?
No, just B-U-N-K-Y. Bunky.
Oh, God.
Bunky. he claims it's a dung beetle, but it's actually...
Oh, God. He always asks if you want to see his camel, and it's just two of them together. That's what happens when you don't show.
Yeah, I've been killed off like what, 5 times?
Shit, more than that. I think you joined the Republican Party once or twice.
See, that's what happens when you don't listen.
Fucked up. I'd rather have hemorrhoids.
I mean, that's just the equivalent.
No, having them and being one is different. So, being a social hemorrhoid. But if you know, you don't want to go down that road, I guess.
I haven't seen anything of note in a while. Like, we just finished, like, we've been watching TV stuff. Like, the new season, I don't know, you don't watch Channel Zero, do you?
Mm-mm, not yet.
Oh, man, like, the new season, I guess I haven't watched the finale, but, like, that's just a solid-ass show. It's the best horror show on TV, hands down.
Huh.
Channel Zero.
Where's that? Sci-fi. There's three seasons.
How'd you find it?
Well, I mean, I heard about when it came out. They're based on creepypasta, so this is like kind of shorter homebrew horror stories.
Okay.
That are all, the creepypastas are always told kind of in the first person, and they're, all three that they've done are very, like, solid, like, what the stories are, but, like, the new season is great. It's just that the stories they come from are... I wish they would have adapted them. It's called Search and Rescue. I'm a Search and Rescue Ranger or something, or Search and Rescue. And they're great. And they're creepy as shit. And though I believe it's a woman who wrote them. I suppose they could put a book out. But the show is really good. And it took like the central theme. And the central theme is that this person is a forest ranger, like in the story. And they come across a set of stairs in the woods, just random stairs. So there's all of these connected stories about, like, and no one will talk about what they are or why they're there. They're just like, don't go near them. Right. Like, and you finally get bit by bit, hear stories. Oh, somebody went up there and, like, they put their arm out and they lost part of their arm. But, like, there's other stories. It's basically all this crazy stuff that happens in the woods, and it's just eerie as crap. Like, oh, yeah, blah, blah. Like, there's all these random stories, and one of them, they're like, a little kid disappeared and was gone for 2 weeks and then reappeared, there's a couple of them like that, but like having been well fed and taken care of, and they said that they were with the dark man for all that time.
Huh.
And no one knew where they were. And like, there's the body of a child that disappeared like way up on a cliff base. There's no way they could have gotten there, or body parts just hanging in a tree random. Like, they're creepy, and I wish they could have
done that, but the season they're doing is interesting because Rutger Hauer is in it. And it's,
what?
And
wow.
It has, but it has the stairs, and it's about, like, it's just super weird. It's these two sisters. Oh, it's funny. I kept watching, and I'm like, look, okay, it's a girl playing two parts. You know, she's playing twins, and I'm like, wait a minute, because it's two actresses that look so much alike that they look it looks like it's one person.
Oh,
like,
wow.
They look so similar. But they move into this small town and come across the stairs, and there's this cannibal family that comes down the stairs to get people from the town to take back to eat. And it's super weird and super creepy. Like, all three seasons are weird, like, super bizarre. Like, the second one was based on No End House, and it's a house that you go in, and it's like a game almost, but, like, you have to see if you can get through the whole house. But, like, each room is successively different, like, weirder and bigger, and the final room is as big as the world. So you have to try to find the exit. They're super weird. And they're great because it's they're creepy and they're intellectual, but they're very just weird. Like, so weird. And, it's hands down. And, like, I mean, I still kind of like Walking Dead, but Walking Dead is just kind of like, you know, it is what it is. It's just, it's not, I mean, it's definitely not scary.
No,
it just isn't.
I feel like this season's kind of hit a wall.
Well, I think
I've watched like the first episode and
yeah.
And it's not bad. I keep coming back to I wish the people behind the scenes weren't so goddamn greedy, and they are. Mm-hmm. And they're like, "Oh, we're going to have 100 seasons of this. It's going to go forever." I'm like, "No. If you would fucking just cap it, say we're going to 10 seasons, and whatever happens, whatever that means, we're going to end this story. If it means everybody's dead, everybody's alive, everybody, whatever. End this story. And then you can spin off into 100 million stories.
Right.
Like, you can do Fear the Walking Dead for a few seasons and, like, do other seasons about different parts of the world, different stories in this world.
Right.
And they just have zero interest in
same time, future time, whatever.
Yeah, you can do so much, and they have no interest. And it sucks because, like, I mean, it's horrible to think that about literally, like, can you imagine, like, when we were all teenagers and, like, oh, hey, one day there's going to be a gorier than any movie in theaters zombie show. And it's going to be hugely popular, and it's going to last, you know, 7 seasons. At least 7 seasons. You're like, whatever. You never made it. And now it's just kind of like, meh.
Yeah. It's also taking it for granted a little bit, too. But I also, you know, part of what I wish that they would do is kind of like what good bands that are repetitive should do sometimes, and just stop. You know, and even without explanation, you don't have to kill everybody or whatever, but they could just stop.
Mm-hmm.
And let it be for a while. Come back after a couple of years. You know, everybody's a little bit older. And you can see what they've been doing, catch up with them.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if it's the same shit and you're still watching zombies and people. But you still have, you know, you could retell something. It's like when AC/DC went away for a few years and came back with new, you know, you're going to hear another good rock and roll album. But, you know, you haven't heard them for a few years. So you give them a listen and it's kind of cool. But if you do that every single year.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Kiss tried to do for a while there, where you're just like, okay, so now there's a million of these things, and you're all so much alike that, like, whatever. But you still like it. It's like the way I feel about it now. Like, they're just sitting there waiting for me to watch. I'm like, meh, you know, I'm going to watch Jessica Jones instead. You know, something different. I'm just not that interested. And after all that first episode, I was just kind of like, okay, you know.
The discussion I had with my brother was that I need to feel like there's going to be an ending coming up.
Well, yes.
I'm starting to feel.
Well, and it's just. It's
like I'm just trudging to nowhere at this point.
And it's depressing.
The characters that don't seem to be doing anything anymore.
Well, and
the same old thing over and over again.
As they pick off the main part of the cast one by one.
Right.
Like, you don't have the same connection to these other characters.
Right.
So you're just like, okay, so who are they going to kill? Like, it's literally every season it has about 5 cliffhangers. Like, okay, who's going to kill? Oh, they're going to kill this guy. Okay. Oh, and they'll do something so you feel a little sad about it. You have the little montage of all the remember that guy moments, but you're just like,
but those become less and less. You feel less and less about them. And
the most recent one, like,
most recent one, and it was big.
It should have been.
It should have been huge. And I felt like,
You mean the first episode back?
Yeah.
Right.
And I didn't really. There wasn't any feels there.
We reach a point where the character, like, the closest you saw to a character evolving was Negan. where he was kind of like, you saw a little more of like,
yeah,
they show more that he's not an asshole. He's like, he's doing things in a different way. He's like, no, this is the way it has to be if we were to survive. Somebody had to be a strong man. It had to be this way. But, like, nobody else is evolving. There's nothing else to kind of, like, they're kind of going in a rut. Like, Rick's back to kind of, like, he's either, like, I'm superhero, I'm miserable and talking to ghosts. I'm superhero, I'm a killer, I'm this and that. Like, and he just kind of bounced back, but now he's crazy super killer guy again. And it's just like, ugh. Like, you just want to see kind of like just a...
Yeah.
And you don't have to answer the fucking zombie thing. I just... But though there is like a logical, like, at what point they're not like, you can outlive the zombies. Like, stop being assholes. You can outlive them. Like, because I realize that everybody's in, like, infected and stuff, but most of the world's dead. So zombies can't live forever, even if it's just the humidity of the south and the weather and stuff is going to eat away at them. Like, so they can't last forever. And as there's less and less people to deal with, in general, the population is probably, like, what? At that point, not on the Earth, is probably, what, 5% of humanity left? 10%? I mean, most people got eaten.
Man, that was sucky, though, that I didn't give a shit about that first episode back.
I know.
That the whole thing, I was like, okay, when?
I mean... disappointed in the episode, and then I was disappointed myself, like you just mentioned. Well, like now I don't even feel good about myself because it didn't bother me.
They did the same thing they did, because I don't know if anybody's... I won't say any character or death at all, just in case if there's somebody like, oh, I'm waiting until the series is over to watch, kind of thing. Like, whatever. It's not spoilers at this point, I don't think, but like when they killed another major character, and it was like they cliffhangered it, and then they killed them, they showed who died the next... They did the same thing with this, is they play their hand too hard. Like, they're trying to build up too much stuff, and it's like, it's more shocking if it's just like it happens and then people have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can show flashbacks of all the shit that happened, but like, when it's, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I can see, you can't have both ways. You can either have, like, this character was bitten and they hang on for a few episodes, because that would be super fucked up. Or you have to just kill them. Like, you can't have it like, oh, they hung on for an episode. It's like, because then you get hope back and stuff, and then it's just kind of, like, depressing. It's like, oh, God, like, they're just hanging on for a while. Like, there was literally The Walking Dead.
And I really do think it's greed that is moving this in that direction. It's so sucky. And I want to feel things. You know, I was thinking about when I was a kid. So I don't know how many episodes of the original Ultraman TV show there were, but there was one episode I remember that Ultraman died. And did you ever watch it?
Yeah, I did.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't remember that one.
There was a bunch of bricks or something that looked like bricks that fell from the sky.
Oh, wow.
But it was this point when Ultraman, like, sacrificed himself. Like,
wow.
And I remember at the end, I was like, I couldn't believe that Ultraman was dead.
Right.
And that, to me, was like, it just stuck with me for a long time. And you know, that was the end of that series. And that's what they did. Whether they were... I don't know. I was a kid.
Right.
And it was on, like, Channel 20 in between that and Johnny Taco.
Yeah.
But nowadays, you're like, okay, you're playing to the general public who are now catching on because the ratings are so low. But you're also playing to people that love the genre. I mean, it's Greg Nicotero directing so much of this shit. And you're like, okay, Greg, you know, you've been here 100 million years. Like, can you do any... But no, it's because of the greed and the money behind it. Like, we have to keep milking the cow.
Well, yeah, I mean, look how much... All right, it sells comics, because people are like, oh, what's happening? The comics are totally different. This person does die, this person doesn't die. So like, oh, I got to read the comics. It pushes how much fucking merchandise is there. There's fucking everything for merchandise. Then it pushes all the conventions they have, Walker Soccer, and you know that somewhere down the line, AMC and the producers have a cut of something, like using...
Oh, sure.
Because how tight... Remember how when we were going to have that guy do our show, and he was a rando zombie for Walking Dead, and that was when they started locking down, like, yeah, they can't... These people can't do appearances. Well, clearly, somebody talked AMC into it, so they must be making a cut. Like, they just want to know, okay, so cool, everybody can do shit, but we want to make a cut. Like, we want a taste of this.
Right.
And they're not, like... I think they're just like, well, if we cancel it, though... People aren't going to care about, like, you know, Rick appearances in 5 years or, you know, Rick action figures in 10 years. Like, going to keep pumping that well. Like,
right. When a show gets that big, for, like, a channel like AMC. So you say, well, what's the second biggest show on AMC, right? It's nowhere near as big as The Walking Dead. Yeah. So now they have to answer to the stockholders and all the people that, you know, have money in this. So you guys are right. I mean, it is about the money at this point. Yeah. It's all about making them happy because we need to pump more money into it. Because the, you know, the fifth show on AMC, I'm sure they don't care about. Yeah. Go do appearances. I don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
But Walking Dead has become so huge for that channel.
Which is funny, though, because, I mean, there's a point they've got to wake up and go, like, we keep having less and less viewership.
Yeah.
Where it's like they've got to, like, say, okay, so after season 9, we're taking a season off, then we're coming back for, like, a 5-episode, like, finale. And, like, this is it. This is the end of this run. And, like, it would be huge. But people, even if out of curiosity, would be like, mm-hmm. Fuck, it's the last 6 episodes. I got to watch. Like, I watched the first 4, you know, seasons. I have to watch this thing and see what happens. And,
I'd do it.
Exactly, like, what's happening with Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
they're waiting a whole entire year.
Oh, yeah.
That last finale, so everyone's like,
woo! And it's kind of like, it lets everybody kind of, like, on their side, make sure everything's fucking tight.
Yeah.
And give everybody, like, a chance to, like, so they don't lose their actors. Like,
right.
Well, you guys have been doing this a minute. Go do other shit. And then they'll be excited because, like, oh, well, fuck, of course I gotta finish this. There's only 5 more episodes left. Of course I gotta come back. So.
Right.
And it's funny with Game of Thrones because, like, they're doing what Walking Dead could do, is, like, which I think the comic should end, and myself too, because, like, they're 160 issues in. It's like, literally, you're not Spider-Man. Like,
right.
Yeah. You literally, unless it's each issue's a day. I don't know. It just seems like it'd be boring after a while. Like, oh, wow.
You know. Still here in Georgia.
Yeah, it's like, oh, wow.
I love Spider-Man's new suit, by the way. That's all.
Game of Thrones is surpassing the books, where it's like, we just have to fucking make an ending.
Yeah.
It's like, do you know what the ending is? And he's like, I don't fucking know. I write every 10 years. Like, I am on a goddamn yacht. He's like, have you seen me? I'm on a yacht. I listen to fucking Barry Manilow records and fucking the Coral Reefer Band. I drink fruity drinks, and I pop up once in a while to make pop culture comments and threaten to write a book. So they had to, like, come up with an ending, and I'm sure so now he's going to have a fire in his ass. Like, oh, I'm going to finish it now, and I'm going to way outdo your ending.
Yeah.
So I'm going to kill everybody, and then I'm going to bring him back and kill him again. Their doppelganger's going to kill him. So.
And more dragons.
Yes, more.
They're going to do a spinoff for, like, Ice Dragon.
Well, they're doing a bunch of spinoffs.
The series.
Oh,
they're doing, like, a prequel spinoff and a sequel spinoff. Like, it's all kinds of fucking bullshit, so, yeah.
Right, and that sometimes it just rubs me the wrong way, all that stuff. Even Sons of Anarchy, I heard they're doing, like, a prequel and then another spinoff, and I'm like, okay, whatever. Anyway, I gotta put something back into the universe. The Walking Dead here, I gotta put this out there. You know, spirits of the universe, please. We walk through Walmart all the fucking time, right? We walk through everywhere. Yeah. They've got every kind of... So now they've got these, like, big 18-inch toys or whatever they are in the big boxes, and you go to checkout, and, you know, and they're like, $20.
Yeah.
And you've got, you know, Glenn and Negan and, you know, Rick and all, Michonne, and... Give us some fucking zombies. I want the zombie action figure that's 18 inches. Yeah. I will buy those for $20. It's like a buck an inch.
You know, like, I've been there.
Remember how we met, Chris?
I don't know if I want to know that.
Fucking inch.
Okay. So anyway, but that's what I'm saying. Like, how do they not make huge fucking zombies?
They probably will. They just can't sell it at Walmart because they're not gross.
They do have the small ones that they sell.
Technically, the zombies in the packages at Walmart would look better than most of the customers.
Touche.
Yeah.
Let's see what's funny is, how about merchandising, how sad is it that, like, think of how much Friday 13th merchandise there is, and yet they will not make another movie to save their lives. They're just, like, there's zero interest. Because, like, we'll make our money back, but we can put out fucking, like, we can license it and put out licensed material all fucking day off of the same, not even all the movies, off of, like just 1 through 4.
Right.
Kind of everybody's favorite.
Like, that one, I don't know who does it, but they had the Jasons that are, like, this big or whatever, part 3 and part 4, like, the same guy in the box. The box is different. And I think he's got a couple different weapons in there. And I've got part 3. I was like, oh, yeah. And I saw, whole final chapter coming out. And I go, I'm like, wait, this is the same fucking Jason as the other one, pretty much. I mean, wow. I think like it. But I'm not paying. No. But damn it, I would pay to see another fucking movie.
Well, that's funny, too, because it's just.
We gotta write that shit.
Well, basically, it was. What fucking movie? Paramount got cold feet because one of their franchises, like, they bet a bunch of money on it. Bombed. That's why the last Cloverfield movie wound up on Netflix. They were scared to death it was going to bomb. And so they're like, don't want to take risks on that shit. But I'm like, Friday the 13th movie should never cost more than $10 million. It should just, there's no reason for it to. Right. Like, you always use younger actors that are up and coming. You, like, you say, pay a couple million bucks to a director. Like, you're telling me, like, an up and coming director that you say, this is yours. You do you.
Yeah.
Like, just do a crazy movie. Like, we have parameters. Like, Jason doesn't fly. He's like this is what. Because you don't want an asshole that's like, okay, cool. He flies and he can throw his head at people. But no. They're parameters. Like, this is the box you're in. It's a big box.
Head at people.
Like,
that's not a bad idea.
His machete is sentient.
They did it. They did it in Zombie 3.
That's what made me think of it. but like, and so you tell that to an up-and-coming director, and then you have a writer, and the same thing. It's like, here's your box. Anything. It's like, it has to be a Crystal Lake, it has to have young people, blah, 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 and it's right. Jason is fucking Jason. Go to town. And you're telling me, like, you couldn't make that movie for $10 million? Like, that's stupid.
Right. All you gotta do is hand him an outline of the movie. Like, yeah, you write the movie.
And there's no one, and there's all of the talented, like, filmmakers and authors in the world, there's no one that can think of an interesting ass. And it's funny because you do them in trilogies. Well, you do, like, arcs. You do trilogy arcs.
Right.
And then you stop for a minute.
Yeah, and I was just thinking about that. Like, the last season of Fear the Walking Dead was fascinating, and especially when you compare it to this season of the regular Walking Dead. That last season of Fear was bonkers. And every episode you're like, are you kidding me? That just happened?
And they're getting into politics stuff and sociology, and like Walking Dead kind of got over that. It's just like tribalism. People break into tribes when shit hits a fan and it's just warring factions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And in Fear of the Walking Dead, it's definitely, it's more like it's socioeconomic and it's like, you know, there's racism and like there's all kinds
and
of
weird
stuff.
Little mini cultures you're learning about,
like,
here and there.
We still haven't even, like, you could have a whole fucking season about that fucking Thunderdome.
Yeah.
Like, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
And it makes, when you see it, and you're like, that makes a goddamn lot of sense.
Is that, you mean the garbage people?
No, in Fear of the Walking Dead, that soccer stadium or something.
Yeah,
where
I haven't seen it.
Oh, God, there's a soccer stadium. And they basically turn it into, like, a Thunderdome. It's this big market. So you go, you have to pay money to get in, and it's, you can basically buy kind of anything. And
can you buy a Master and a Blaster?
Yes, but they can't be together. It was a bad breakup.
Two men can enter, but one man leaves.
If you do it right. But, like, it's a cool idea, though, when you look at some of the stuff they've done. So
yeah.
Two men enter, one man leave. It's Master Blaster.
It's like I'm looking at Tina Turner.
Yeah. No, I thought you meant, like, the garbage people or whatever.
Oh, Easters?
Like, yeah, I didn't even watch a lot of that. See, I got disinterested. But I do know there's a lady, that one actress in there that was
Jadis?
In The Woman.
Oh, that's Jadis. Yeah, the main chick.
Yeah, she's a good actress. I like her in The Woman. I sometimes call that movie The Lady, but she was a lady in The Woman.
Whoa,
that was
great. The Woman!
Lady! Evil people! She's hillbilly!
I don't know, whatever. But
so, did you like Cloverfield Paradox?
Begrudgingly. I have a less harsh but pretty much same opinion as most kind of common sense people, that it's an interesting and not a bad movie. It's just, it felt like they literally grafted on Cloverfield stuff to it. And the Cloverfield stuff's, I mean, crazy. Like,
I like that.
It's crazy.
I love
like, the science fiction aspect of the movie. It's just, and the neat thing about this series is that it opens up lots of doors of discussion, but it seems like they open a door too many, like, where it's almost too many options available to them.
Huh.
So, I don't know. We'll see how they handle it. But, I mean, it's interesting. I just, again, like, that's another thing, though. I hope somewhere along the line,
Abraham Lincoln. Jesse Eisenberg.
Is it Jesse?
Jesse James.
Oh, my God.
Jesse Abraham, right?
J.J. Abrams.
J.J. Abrams. I was like, Jesus Christ, don't fuck with me. Like, I can't. I hope he...
Jesse Ventura.
Yes, Jesse Ventura.
The body.
But I hope there's a plan in place to, like, of how to tie everything together.
Thunderdome.
Instead of just, like, throwing out lines, and it's like, they're all connected. It's like, but they're all not. They are. Just imagine. I need a little bit more than that. So I hope that that's coming down the pike, because supposedly the next movie is this fall. But I have to fathom they're going to push it. Like, push it back. But
I want to see more. I want to see the original Ideal. That's what I want to see. And I like John Goodman.
Did you say you watched the new one?
Yeah. Okay. And I like the same way as you did. But I like it. See, I'm very forgiving. I like a lot of stuff. I like to go over
to
Field Paris.
I want to see it again. We watched it with, like, literally, we had people over because on Super Bowl Sunday, and, like, coming soon, I'm like, I'm just going to check fucking Netflix. I'm going to see it. And it's like, coming soon, that's like, I looked online, and they're like, it's actually coming out after Super Bowl. So, like, the bunch of us that were together, like, well, fuck this, we're watching it, of course. So,
of course.
We weren't necessarily in the best place to watch. Like, it just, you know, it was a bunch of us just kind of hanging out. So, I need to revisit it. Another go. It's just, I like it. It's just, it's the least of the three.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess you're right. If you think about it, I mean, the one with Fred Flintstone was good and everything. I just,
Flintstone.
You know, I didn't see. I'm weird like this, but I did not like the end of
that one,
Cloverfield 2, because the science fiction monstery aspects they showed were not what I wanted to see. They seemed to
your expectation.
Okay,
but see, it makes sense. And if you look, right, so if you look into kind of what they're getting to, like the crux of what they just, because the third one is important in that basically it explains what happened. So it really does. It explains kind of why everything's happening.
Right.
But it explains it in such a way. It's just literally, it's just it's too big. But, like, because it's like, anything can happen now. It's like, anything can happen. But, like, so it explains why, sort of, but it doesn't explain kind of,
how?
Explains how, not why, maybe. Okay. I don't know. But it's just, yeah.
I didn't like the end, because I wanted to see the...
Kobe.
Right. Or the other little creatures, but this was like, you look kind of like a robot spacey thing, like the reminded me of the aliens from Skyrim. Wait, not Skyrim. Skyline.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Remember that? Skyline?
Yeah.
They look the same, and it was too mechanical for me.
Yeah, well, mechanical.
Yeah, I don't want to fucking fuck that. Give me some goddamn creature features.
Fleshy
bitches. Yeah, fleshy creatures and shit.
Give me the fleshy bits.
Yeah. But, other than that, I mean, I enjoyed it. I'm forgiving. But they showed, they gave us a little monster at the end, so I was happy about that. So, like, yay! You don't look really real, but yay!
I mean, see,
so they're kind of doing, like, mythology building right now, basically.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Next one, they just need to fucking straight up
You've seen
Godzilla shit.
No, well, you see what the story of the next one is, right? Supposedly, if everything's coming true, it's supposed to come out this fall. It's set in World War II, and it sounds almost like Hellboy, where it's a bunch of Allied forces track down Nazis that are fooling with things they shouldn't be. So it sounds like it's going to have demons, maybe.
Like portals.
Yeah.
But that's a Cloverfield?
I have not heard that.
Yeah, but again, like, I can't.
You're wrong.
I don't want to say I don't want to say on here kind of how it is connected, but
how is it connected?
Well, actually, can you imagine? Can you? My wiener would be so erect it would fall off if Gigan was actually in the next Godzilla movie. Because everybody else is in there. If it was like
some tease to a modern guy game, like my wiener would fall off.
Oh my god!
Like, I got half chub in Split, and then three quarters chub when Thanos was revealed in Avengers. Like,
mm-hmm.
So
oh my god! Now
I love guy game.
Yeah, I love guy game too. Yeah. And I love the new Avengers trailer, which makes me feel...
I wasn't feeling it until I saw the new one, and I'm like, oh, okay, I'm in.
No, right, that's what I mean, brand new trailer.
Because I was with everybody, like, why doesn't he have his armor on? Why doesn't he look like this? Like, oh, no, he does. Like, they're showing bits and pieces and stuff, and so...
And at this point, I'm just feeling sad for Cap.
Aww.
Sad day.
Oh, I read a breakdown of the trailer, and... I think he came in Iron Man both toast.
Yeah. Yes, agreed.
Wow.
Toast.
Wow.
And even though he's squeezing Thor's head, I don't think he's going to kill him.
The thought is that that's early in the movie. So when, at the end of Thor, when you see what happens to them, last Thor movie, when you see what happens to them, it's that, like, basically what happens after that.
Right. He goes up there and he's like, he
squeezed your head. Yeah. He squeezed your head.
And Thor's like, no, give me another hammer, say. And he breaks out and he's like, it's hammer time.
The hammer is my penis. I can't wield your penis, Thanos.
I want this stupid umbrella.
And you know, for the record, I just read this too, that baby Groot is not Groot. It's a different Groot.
Yeah, Groot's dead.
Okay, the real Groot is dead. And that makes me sad.
He already said that. It's just people didn't want to believe him, so he had to basically come out and say, no, Groot's dead. This is his son.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, came from his little seed.
Yeah.
His little stick.
His root.
His root. Groot root.
So, I mean, you know.
His Groot root.
Oh, I don't want to see Groot's root. I mean it's a bummer, but Groot was probably, I mean, he was a big, big dude, so, I mean, he was an old tree, literally, so, I mean, you know.
Yeah. He was no tree.
What if he had
an ant?
What if he had terminal mites?
Yeah. Termites.
Yeah. Terminal mites.
Termites.
So he was dying anyway, so he had to sacrifice himself. That's what we're gonna find out. I just feel bad for fucking Ant Man and the Wasp coming, like, that just seems like a bad move to have it come so soon after Avengers, because everybody's like still like, oh my god! And then you're like, wacky hijinks! It's like, I guess! Like, I don't think that movie's not going to be nearly. Like, I think that'll be like, not a bomb, but it's going to come and go. People are just going to. Because you come from Black Panther, which people are just so buzzed on, and then into Avengers, which, again, they're just going to blow their minds because they're going to, you know, it's going to be such a big movie, and then.
And
like a couple months later, it's like, oh, girl. That's what, like, Solo. Everybody's like, yeah. It's like, no, it's good. I'm sure it'll be fine. But it just feels too soon after the last Star Wars movie. Like, you need a minute to breathe. And, like, put it a little way so people aren't comparing it. And it's just like, it can be its own weird little thing. It's like, nope. Okay.
Yeah, it's not, so far, the Solo trailer is just not, it looks cool. Whatever.
I think it's going to be the movie that kills their need to go and show backstories over everybody. I'm excited. I love Star Wars movies and stuff. I think it's going to do okay. It's going to do decent, but I think they're going to be like,
hope it's better than I'm expecting, though. It's just, I'm not excited about it when I see the guy. I'm like, it doesn't scream Han Solo to me.
Well, we're at a point where there's no... Yeah.
It's
but
hard,
for me, it's
hard to follow Harrison.
Me,
Lando.
It's Lando's my character that I'm looking for.
But I mean, really, though,
because I'm not a big Han Solo fan, but I was a big Lando fan.
You're a Chewbacca fan,
really?
Chewbacca.
Yeah. Lando's the coolest.
Are you fucking with me?
He's the coolest dude in the galaxy.
Lando's badass.
He is cool as shit.
Look at you.
He had the dumbest hair in the whole trilogy.
He is not. He's a face pimp, and he was going to pimp Leia, like, straight up. And she's going to go...
Face pimp?
Have
that
you
would
seen
be
him?
A good Solo story for him.
Have you seen
face
him?
Face pimp.
Face pimp. He had a fucking cloud city.
My where do you live, man? In the cloud, baby.
It was because down on the planet was a giant bong. Lived above it. He was mine and pot root.
I look at, you know, I'll totally go see it, whatever. I'm just, like, not excited about it. I wasn't totally excited about Last Jedi either. You know, then I watched it a couple times. I'm like,
okay. I still feel weird about it, but like.
Yeah, I gotta watch
kinda
it again.
Kind of like you saw your mom when she was young, and you're like, you're kind of hot. I kind of like it.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, but yeah.
I'm not you saw Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah. I know that one.
No, I like, it's so different than the other ones, but I love it because it's different. So I'm like, oh, shit.
I like it because it's different, too. I like a lot of things about it. I have to watch it again, though, because it needs to sink in more and just be like that.
Last Jedi?
Yeah.
Next one? Okay.
Yeah. It's, you know, so... I love Star Trek and Star Wars and all that kind of stuff, too, but, you know, the horror movies are really, like, that's... I would rather see a new Jason movie than another fucking Star Wars movie.
See, but here's the thing.
A good one, though.
As I say, it's because, like, I'm excited about Halloween. Like, I don't like their mindset, and I don't like what they're doing with some of the things, but they seem so into it and so, like, no, we are trying our best to do right by everything. And it doesn't sound like kind of fan, like, yeah, man, we're going to just make the ultimate Michael movie where he just does this and that. I really want to fucking, like...
as long as they get Busta Rhymes in it.
It's going to have Busta Rhymes and LL Cool J. It's going to have everybody in it.
It's going to have Ice-T and the Nut Hut.
Famous one-liners.
They down at the Nut Hut. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. It takes place, like, with no other Halloweens in mind except for the first one. And, like, I want to like it, I'm sure, but who knows. And after 31, I don't know what the fuck to think about any Rob Zombie movie. But the idea that has been suggested for this next one...
That just seems so...
What?
I would say, you know what, though? It fits. It fits the first movie. As I say, it seems so weird, but when you think of the first movie, like, Dr. Satan doesn't fit in Devil's Rejects. That's why he wasn't in it.
Right.
If Dr. Satan's in it, I'm fucking all in.
Right. Ditto.
So the thought, it's called Three from Hell, and the thought is that they actually did die, but that hell wouldn't have them.
What?
But we don't know if that's the... We'll see, but
that's supposed to be?
Well, no, that's called, like I said, it's called Three from Hell, so that's a theory.
And people are, like, you know, waxing intellectual online about whether or not it means that this or that or supernatural elements.
Or they're just three people that are essentially from hell. Because how could they, truly, if they didn't die at the end of Devil's Rejects, kills Devil's Rejects.
That makes me
like
really
that's
curious,
what makes it so
though.
Powerful at the end is just like that's balls out, man. That's just like fuck it, we're just going in.
That makes me curious though. I should probably text Dr. Satan.
Oh,
and see if he is in it at all.
He's like, yeah, I'm masturbating at the giant fake penis and dress as a priest again. He's like, I don't know what it means.
Right. That was hilarious when he was trying to describe doing that, and I was just like, wow.
It's like, you must be very good friends with him, or he does not like you at all.
He was like, meh, you don't see me. I'm just sitting there.
I'm just thinking to myself, like, I was thinking the other day, I should just call him and ask him, and he doesn't like to text very much, but if he calls, I'm going to answer it.
Put him on the air.
Like, ruin the movie for him and get him fired.
like Rob Zombie would ever hear this.
He'd be surprised.
And if he did, we'd just bring up the fact that he never put out fucking 31 unrated like he promised in his Kickstarter. Like, that's what makes me mad, is because I actually kind of liked it enough to buy it for cheap, but, like, I'm waiting for the unrated, because he, like, said right out there, like, oh, no, it was cut, like, we're going to put an unrated one out, like, for sure. I'm like, oh, cool, like, that'll be fun then. It'll be fun to see what he did then. Like, no.
Nah.
You can put it out in a box set and charge $100 on your dick.
Yeah, I was going to wait for a little bit.
It will come out the same time as the one disc version of Kill Bill.
That's what I was saying. That's what I was thinking of. It's like, shit, but Tarantino better watch his ass. He's going to end up bounce out of Hollywood.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, if they just, like, scoop up all those dudes that have been, you know, fucked up and shit.
Well, just shit to, like, the shit that came out of him and Uma Thurman, like, just fucked up, like, the dick bag.
Right. That car accident?
That's nuts.
Yeah.
And I get that he's just, I get that, I don't think it was anything malevolent on his end. I think he is willfully ignorant and just, he's so up his own ass about stuff. And so, like, is so like in love with his passion and like he loves making movies. I think he's like literally walking around with a stiffy the whole time, like, oh my god, ah! That he doesn't pay attention. He's just like, no, this is fine, it's fine. It's like, no, dude, she almost died.
We're fine.
We're literally gonna have Brad Pitt stab
swimming
Roby in the face sport. With the knife, a la Sharon Tate. That'll kill her. No, it's fine. It's fine. Not a big deal. Whatever. Yeah, I kind of like I haven't seen anything otherwise like I can think of.
Annihilation.
We're kind of landlocked. With
I was
everything.
Actually gonna. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it yet, but it was weird because the other day I watched the. Ex Machina again. And I was my brain was like, oh my god, the Fulci saw Annihilation, because I remember you posting about it, like,
mm-hmm.
how great it was.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, really it was good that. Though, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, I'm excited.
Love.
I'm getting
love.
Super
love.
Love.
Loved it.
Yeah,
and like, no, I don't want to give anything, just like I was saying, I think the only thing I could possibly say is that it's you know, it's unique.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you watch The Witch, you're like, okay, so this is a thing of its own.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you watch something else that's like what? Like a thing of its own. You know, completely
yeah.
like the thing. Or this is one of those where you're like, okay, so I've seen nothing like it.
Yeah, Mother did that for me.
Yes.
Mother was like, whoa. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
See, we want to watch it.
But it's nothing like any of those.
No.
Sure.
I still want to see it, but, like, one of our friends threw a huge spoiler out. Like, a huge, like, oh, boy, I heard on the radio, and they're talking about this one scene where blah, blah, blah happens. Like, haven't seen it. Oh, well, I thought you guys didn't know. Or no, she's like, I thought you guys didn't want to see it. Like, nope. Totally did. Totally did.
Oh, I wonder what they said.
No.
No.
Oh.
So, and I don't know what the context of it is, so don't say nothing, but, like,
no.
It's enough to, like,
no.
Oh.
It's obvious.
Yeah, so. I don't know, whatever.
That doesn't even fucking matter.
It doesn't, but.
That's, but, like.
But it would have been cool if they didn't know.
Right.
Well,
yeah,
like,
you
like,
still enjoy the fuck
when
out
Seven
of it.
Came out, everybody's raving about it, and I'm like, I don't give a fuck about this movie, just tell me about it. So I had a friend tell me about the whole fucking movie, and I think I didn't want to see it because all the people I was around were just jacking off about it. So finally I saw it, and I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I knew it was going to happen, but this is pretty fucking good. So, okay,
yeah.
I get it. Like, it would have been nice not to know, but...
Right.
I definitely am one not to want to know spoilers. That's why I'm bummed out that I read the kind of breakdown of the Avengers trailer, because I kind of know the structure of the story now. I'm like, oh, damn it.
I
haven't actually seen any of, like, the news stuff to kind of tell the story of what's... like locations and this and that. I'm like, actually know the structure of the story now. I'm like, well, like, you know, that's pretty cool, but I'm like, eh.
Yeah, I purposely try not to listen to anything that anyone has to say or read any trailers or watch any trailers or do any of that stuff, just
right.
so that I go in and I'm like, it's all fresh and I could be like, oh, yes, and have my own opinion.
Right.
Which is more fun than, you know, watching a trailer.
I can't help three different ones. I can't help but watch the shit out of them.
I know.
But I love them. I still enjoy them. So it doesn't matter. Like, you know, I've seen all kinds of Black Panther stuff before I watched it, and I was just like, okay, whatever. And I watched it, and I still, you know, didn't bother me that I saw other stuff. I don't have, like, a nerd boner over it like a lot of people do. It's just, like, to me it was like, you know, 7 out of 10, you know. But I wanted more. I wanted a better villain on Black Panther. And
really?
And
he was...
I haven't seen it yet, but go ahead. I mean...
Well, I guess...
A better villain or a different type of villain, and I wanted more Black Panther action stuff. Just,
villain?
I loved him in Civil War, and this just seemed like there... I don't know. I gotta watch it again.
A lot of the comic movies, though, people's main critique is the villain.
This is
over and over again. That, you know, I keep hearing, "Oh, it's just the villain in this."
Yeah, this is hands down one of the best villains in a Marvel movie. Like, easily, just because of when you know what he does and like kind of why he's doing it is. I mean, when you get people that are debating whether or not the villain was right, that tells you something. So
I didn't think his acting was not as motivated as I'd like it to be. And I liked him a lot in Creed. I'm a huge Creed fan. Same director,
oh,
right?
Damn.
Right?
Yeah.
That guy's
director.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's Creed. Creed is the villain.
Damn, I gotta go see it.
not Apollo Creed.
No.
I know.
I can't think of it. All right.
The minute when you start saying that, I was like, wait a minute, is he being for real? Was it Carl Weathers? Is he still alive?
Did you guys ever see that meme from Stranger Things where I forget what their characters' names are, where they both like shake hands and all of a sudden it turns into Schwarzenegger and Carl Weathers from Predator?
No.
No.
What a funny meme. It's Lucas and...
Oh.
From Stranger Things.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Lucas and Mike.
Yeah.
And I think at one point they go to shake hands and it changes into Schwarzenegger and Weathers from Predator, where they're both like...
That's such a good meme.
Is that what you call a meme? Is that a meme? Or
a GIF. Video? Yeah. The moving
That's
one.
That's not a GIF. No.
No.
I think
just two different pictures?
Look it up. It's fucking funny. I don't know why I was thinking because Carl Weathers. But yeah, like, I love Creed. And to me, that was like such a good... He was so good in it, too. Is like really, really believable. And to me, this was like, okay, you could do better. But, what am I doing? I'm being a spoiled fucking movie dick. You know, or just like, oh, do this better for me, and play this different. it's all good
shit. Free Bird.
It's all good shit. It's all good shit, you know. I'm stoked to go see Pacific Rim 2. I know how you feel about some shit.
Well, I'd say we probably go see it, but we're just, like I say, we're landlocked, so I don't know, but we will, because there's a bunch of stuff we haven't seen that
I'll way. Tell you all about it.
Blah, 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 giant monsters, blah, 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 epic, like, we gotta go to battle speeches, and,
yeah, giant monsters. What pisses me off, though, is that those motherfucking new goddamn toys that they got out, number one are all the new Jaegers. They're very small and they're like over $30 a piece. Fuck off.
I want
the monsters.
Wait until May and they'll all be like $15 because no one's going to see the movie and no one's going to buy the toys.
Speaking of monsters, I had to rewatch The Ritual, which was a fantastic film. And the monster in that, like, I want that big, what is it, like 24-inch toy of that monster.
I can't remember if they name him.
No, I don't think so. And I think it's just, they just
Bucky
call him
Barnes.
A god. That it's just...
No,
no, and they just worship it. I don't think they gave him a name in this film, but he's...
Oh,
like
the Joe.
The way that they had him, he looks like as big as, like, a giraffe as, like, far as body-wise goes, but bigger.
Spoiler!
You already... Whatever. Why would that be a spoiler?
Wait, have you guys seen it?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
The Ritual?
Yeah.
I don't even know what it is.
It's on Netflix. Netflix.
Oh, yeah. Glenn doesn't have Netflix.
No?
Which, you have Amazon Prime, though, don't you?
No.
Oh, I thought you see Prime stuff.
No.
What
the fuck do you got, man?
Prime and Ready.
Yeah. My fingers.
Yo! That's the kind of movie I want to watch. You download movies illegally. That's what you're saying. Well, I'll tell you where to find this one on one of these bootleg sites.
Yeah,
Chris told me about it.
Oh, God!
Hot,
we're
booty.
All going to jail.
No, you're right. That was one of the better ones that we've seen lately.
Well, the original time that we watched it, way that the monsters moved, I didn't see there's a point in there where it actually, like, lifted itself up and did something different.
Yeah.
And this time I was like, oh, my God! And was like, yeah.
What is
pants.
It?
it's a Norse god.
Some ancient.
Oh, neat.
An ancient god, yeah.
What it looks like, if I was to tell
the
you...
The movie itself, what is it? You know, I don't even know that.
It's a bunch of blokes, because they're literally British dudes, and they are on a... Like, they're going into the forest to kind of get back to their friendship after something happened, and they kind of go... It's a oops-we-went-too-far kind of thing. Like, they go too far, and bad shit happens.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't get out of the forest, and the bad shit kind of intensifies. It's got, like, a skosh of Blair Witch to it. Like, the kind of, like, oh, my God, we're running into things that shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
And, oh, my God, what's happening?
Yeah.
But, like, the creature to me looks like Shub-Niggurath.
Oh, neat.
Like, yeah. It literally looks like that. You're like, yeah. Oh, fuck!
Yeah.
It's really cool. Like, I want to, it's like, it's inspiring me to draw, like, some crazy monsters and sell them at the art show coming up.
And it's, I mean, if there's, maybe if there's a time that I can, I'll have you over and you and I can watch or something, like.
Okay.
But,
oh, yeah. It's, that'll happen. Kiss Meets the Phantom.
Who said
we're
gonna watch
Kids?
Oh, yeah.
When
you
want to
watch
Kids? Yeah. I invited him over like 6 months ago.
You didn't make a day or a time.
You canceled.
No, I didn't.
You were supposed to do it like one day, and you're like, I can't really do it that day. That's what you said. And then you just, you keep buying me CDs.
Well, here's a John Wetton CD. Sorry.
Oh, man.
Fat on the park.
Walk, walk, walk.
I am the new Phantom of the Park.
The irony of the
park
right
up in your butt cheeks.
I'm such a big Halloween person and such a
damn
big
it.
Scary movie person.
I'm a plumber.
I watched that when it was on TV.
What?
Kiss Me, the Phantom.
Oh, like, did you?
I don't know if it was when it was first on, because it would have been 77 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
70 stupid.
It was probably after that, but I remember it being on TV. And
yeah. 77.
And yeah, I thought it was kind of dumb then, but yeah, like.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, it was stupid.
It was, you know, it was,
but
yeah, it's nearly a Sid and Marty Krofft type thing. So
you got
the people that worked on it.
You got to watch The Ritual, though. That is such. That's really a good one, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was really good. You know, it was interesting. Coincidentally, this morning, I had no idea that the author of the book is my friend on Facebook. Has been, I didn't even know, you know, just one of these random author guys. Then The Ritual comes on, and suddenly, you know, there's all these posts with him on it, and I'm like, oh, he wrote this book. That's cool. This morning, he posts how Guillermo del Toro had tweeted that The Ritual was, like, you know, the shit. And he just made his whole day, which I thought was really cool. Del Toro knows the fuck.
My head would be
about.
A balloon just floating away.
Yeah. So I don't know. I guess I'll have to wait to see those toys go cheaper or whatever. But
yeah,
a couple of the new monsters look pretty cool, and you know the graphics don't look as good. You know the robots and the fighting they don't look as good. It doesn't look. I thought it was going to be like direct-to-video type of shit.
Really?
And I would have loved Pacific Rim 2. I would have... It don't fucking matter. You know, I'm going to go see it, and it's going to be a lot of that. But if it has big, giant monsters, I'm totally in.
I guess it's a good thing Del Toro directed it.
You could be your own Pacific Rim job.
Oh. But, I mean, had he directed it, he wouldn't have probably won Oscar for Best Picture, so...
Yeah.
I mean, he wouldn't have... And maybe one day he would have made Shape of Water, but it wouldn't have been now, so.
Mm. I love Shape of Water. Shape of Water.
So we actually have reached the 62-minute mark.
Any
last thing you guys want to jibber-jabber about? Like, we've talked kind of around, like, anything you guys have seen recently. And I'm trying to watch some of the weirdo stuff on Amazon, because they put, like, Netflix is pushing more towards their own content, and Amazon's picking up, like, if your uncle made it, or it was made in the 80s, they want it. And I watched one of those movies, and I was so goddamn mad, because it was 70-some minutes I won't have back, ever.
Mm.
And it made me so mad, because it was found footage, and I'm a fucking sucker, and I'm like, oh, if it's free, I'll just fucking sit down here and watch it late at night, and just whatever. And it was just so ridiculous, and it was, like, something about the Shoals or something, but it was Some young guy. Well, it's funny because, like, you can tell the ones that were made just kind of by local blokes because it's, like, one or two cast members, one camera, like, very simple, no effects. But it was a guy, and he's going to go do the 60-day, like, survival challenge. And it's, like, he's not built for this. And I realize there are people that, like, are bigger people, like, you know, like, they're heavier, but they're, like, very, like, fit.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't
like
look
me.
He doesn't look like that. But so he goes out, and he's going to go in these rando woods, and he's going to survive for 60 days, which, one, I'm like, what kind of job do you have that you took 60 days off to go do this for no reason other than just to do it? Two, he took a backpack. Like, that's not, unless it's super, like, I am Bear Grylls, I'm going to live off of grubs and, like, you know, fingernails. Like, but he brought cameras, and he has enough camera batteries to keep filming for 60 days, because he keeps filming himself. And so, yeah, he runs afoul of, like, it's like, oh my gosh, what's this weird, he hears near noises, and he finds, like, weird stuff. And then he sees, like, weird ghosty girl in the woods, and it goes full Blair Witch. And it's so dumb in so many ways. Like, he won't leave the woods. He's like, I think it's gone now, and I'm gonna stay out. I'm like, no. If I see ghost girl and terrible things are happening and there's, like, things hanging in trees, like totems, I go. I leave. Like, but, like, at one point he takes his machete out to, like, carve himself a weapon. Like, I'm going to make myself a weapon. He's making a sharpened stick, but I'm like, but you have a machete. Right. And I get it. It's a ranged weapon, so you can kind of poke him to keep him away. But I'm like, at that point, it's still a machete. You could fuck up somebody with a machete. Like, you got to be close, but I'd rather have a machete.
Chop someone's head off with a machete. Yeah, so you could stick him in the, like, in the stomach with a spear.
Yeah, and you have to kind of have some force behind it. So, I don't know. I was just mad as fuck after I watched it. I was just like, it was funny because I had to, like, I use an app called Letterboxd to kind of keep track of what I watch, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll give it a star and a half out of five. Like, you know, and then, like, the ending happened, I'm like, one star. Like, I actually took the half off. I'm like, fuck you. Like, fuck you now. Like, I'm literally tired of the endings of movies where the main character gets dragged off. Yeah. Like, I'm close to the camera screaming terrible things, moment of nothingness, and then dragged off. I'm like, nope, I'm sorry, I've seen this 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Like, that just needs to go away from movies for a while.
Yeah, agreed.
So that's where I'm at with that.
What were we watching last night? Or, like, it was like the monster with all the monsters, like the King Kong and Wei Jo Young.
Looking up horror documentaries on YouTube, just random, just looking up that stuff, and so we saw. We watched Attack of the Giant Monster movies. This is an older one narrated by Bill Mummy. And, you know, they talked about the history of giant monsters in movies. They had to drop some Lost in Space stuff in there, too. You know, the giant Cyclops.
Sure.
And the new Lost in Space on Netflix looks like a lot of fun, too. That could be really cool. So we watched that, and then we started watching a real sweet documentary on Forrey Ackerman. Time he was getting old too. Like real old and hard to like keep. You know, I love Forrey, and we didn't finish watching that.
No, I fell asleep.
But then yeah, there was something else that I was working out watching something. Just watching today, The Last House on the Left remake. You know, for that kind of movie, there's a lot of, like, really good points and, like, heartfelt things. Like, I really felt for the daughter in that movie, in the remake, you know, in the remake.
Oh, wait, no, I saw, it's funny, because, like, there's a channel, like, I don't know, one of the Star Wars movie channels, like, will show, like, for a while they're showing, like, that, I think, and then they're showing the I Spit on Your Grave remake and then the sequel or whatever, and I think I saw part of the I Spit on Your Grave, because I haven't even seen the original of that, but, like, part of that, because I was thinking, because there's a sequence that's some guy and she has his eyelids hooked to something, and it's...
I Spit on Your Grave.
Yeah.
That, I mean, and the remake of that was, like, 100 times better quality, you know, but The Last House on the Left, like, the Wes Craven original, it's a cool movie, you know, David Hess, love him. But this one, it was real polished, and it really makes me feel for the daughter. They really did her character well. And what else we watched? Veronica.
Mm-hmm. We watched Veronica. It wasn't bad.
Yeah, it was solid. And of course, you know, I saw all the blah, blah, blah about it. So I'm like, whoa. And then I watched it, and I'm like... Exactly.
Idiots, any fucking... It makes you wonder who it is, and if it's like a publicist, like, oh, I've seen this. It's the best horror film in the last 10 years. It's amazing. So fans are like, oh my god, I have to see this, and they start talking it up, and then you see it, and you're like, oh, well, it's not bad, but it's not like the best
horror film ever. Definitely not bad. Yeah, good direction. Really.
Like, whereas The Ritual, everybody's kind of like, oh my god, that scene, like, and it's like, no, it's actually pretty good, like, it's pretty solid, and Veronica, they're like, oh my god, and then they're like, thing. No, it's not bad. It's not bad.
I think I get that either way, though.
Yeah, if there was no publicity behind it, you'd just watch it and be like, hey, this is pretty cool.
I mean, especially coming off the fucking last two Wreck movies, it's a way, because it's one, it's Jaime Bugiero. It's one of those guys.
Buggy.
So.
Oh, dude, yeah, Wreck 4 was just a terrible.
Wreck 3 was a pain in the dick.
Wreck 3 was, yeah, it was like,
this let's turn it into a wacky company and get rid of all of our mythos.
Wreck 2, that was the shit. The first two, I thought, were great. Damn, that.
I wish someone.
Number two fucked with me.
Someday, I just want to be rich enough that I can go and make finale films for series that fuck the dog. So I'm going to make a final good last Paranormal Activity. And I'll make a final good Wreck. And then maybe we'll have Paranormal Activity versus Wreck. Like you fix the mistakes, and then you've done so well, you're just like, who cares? Right. I'm gonna have Chucky versus King Kong. Like, what? Yeah, Chucky versus King Kong. Great.
Lastly, I'll add, and coincidentally,
Creature from the Black Lagoon versus Dune.
The only other thing I was going to say, and I haven't obviously seen this yet, but I read some reviews from the initial screening of the new Godzilla movie.
Which I didn't know they were screening it yet. Because it comes out in a year.
Yeah, they screened it for, you know, a select group to see what the... Anyway, they said this is much more akin to Kong Island than the last Godzilla. And
I'm sure probably because a lot more action. So,
yeah. Yep, and saying all the creatures in it were just fucking out of this world. So that's the first responses, reactions that I've read about that. That's what I'm looking forward to. King of the fucking monsters, Godzilla versus King Kong.
I don't know what they're gonna do with the King Kong versus Godzilla, like, because I assume they'll have to have a team up to versus. But are they gonna be so ballsy as to bring back Ghidorah? Because Ghidorah is pretty much the big bad for Godzilla. Like, he's like the
Ghidorah's in the new Godzilla movie.
But I mean, like, when you think of, like, because you can't just, I mean, I can't fathom they're just gonna have King Kong and Godzilla fight each other for a whole movie. Because, like, usually they'll fight and then they're like, oh well, shit, they're the worst villain. Kind of like Mothra movies. We know when King Kong or Godzilla and Mothra, they team up. Like, shit, there's somebody worse. And the only one I can think of that's worse would be Ghidorah, unless they make
them. There's one more.
Like the Biollants and stuff, like we get into those. Like
Mechagodzilla is the only other.
Oh shit! You're right.
Villain of Godzilla.
Yep, you're right.
So it could be either one, but those are the two.
That would be so funny and weird if they did a Mechagodzilla thing.
What's that?
There's a lot more villains than Mechagodzilla.
But no, they're the two big ones that appear over and over again.
Is that right?
Sure. Right.
Are there no others that appear over?
Well.
Look out.
Baby Godzilla.
Gigan,
yeah.
Gigan, you know what, though? Gigan is like... He's the classic, like, and... like, he's always... Because he's never in a movie by himself. He's always with people.
A Rodan.
Rodan's a bitch. Straight up bitch.
Wait till you see the new Mecha Rodan.
Mecha Dan?
Mecha Rodan.
Rodan.
Come at me, Godzilla. Come at me. I'm Rodan. I've been working out. What up, G? It's Godzilla. No way, G!
And it's going to be Momthra.
So
it's
Momthra.
Like, she'll be knitting.
Where are my babies?
Momthra. You're stupid. So that's all I got. Yeah, I'll just, we're going to have to go to the store real quick and pick up some Preparation H for Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully his hemorrhoids are feeling better. Tonight, Polly, we love you and we miss you.
Preparation H.
We'll be over there so you can treat Bunky the hemorrhoid.
Bunky
the roid.
Paul. Roidan rage.
Roidan. Roidan.
Okay.
Guys, Godzilla's worst enemy is behind him. Roy Dan.
I can't sit down.
The fire's not coming around my mouth anymore. My ass is on fire, too.
No.
Chucky versus King Kong. Oh, my God.
Whatever.
Okay, so I'm going to take that, and then I'll be seeing you later. Okay, bye.
No!
Okay. Yeah! All right, so that's it. And in the end, they all lived happily ever after.